What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Rand, coming to you from the terrible, terrible Wi-Fi from my somewhat bougie hotel in Seattle, Washington. Truly terrible. So I'm on my phone. My apologies that it doesn't sound fancy. But speaking of fancy, have we got guests for you? Oh my goodness. With us today, I'm going to say, is a wonderful buffet of comedy, a buffet of talent. We're going to start out with two gentlemen that really began their romance, their friendship romance here on this podcast. They've since had meals together. I believe they've done podcasts separate from this with one another. Like, male friendship is happening. First up, he is a loyal listener of the podcast. He is a gentleman. He is a longtime friend of mine, a friend of the podcast. You know him from a lot of our Patreon episodes. He's a wonderful producer and writer. I always say this, nobody writes better for women. This guy can write a part for a woman with empathy and humor and humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Kunstler.
Ah, thank you. You know, women are just people. If you remember that, it's easy.
I can't wrap my head around that because they seem so foreign.
People forget.
Wait, even me?
Mary, especially
I'm not introduced
you.
Yet. Never mind. I'm not a person yet. Not yet. I haven't been introduced.
You know what you are? You're a future present. You're like, you're a surprise. You're a surprise coming up, like it coming out of a birthday cake. Coming up next is a man that I feel like may have eaten at Hugo's with the prior guest. I'm not certain of that, but he's a brilliant writer. He's a great comedian. And he's also the host of the Brando Cast, which I've been on. Rob Benedict's been on. I believe Gary Trainer has been on. Paget Brewster's been on. It's a wonderful podcast. You should check it out. He hosts it with Amit Zappa. Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Smith.
Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, KFI News Time, 10:56. I just want to say real quickly, Arden Marine, the Brando Cast lately We've had Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals. We've had Patton Oswalt, the great Blaine Kopach. Yes, we've had a brand new episode with Padgett and Rob Benedict. So many other amazing people. Catherine Hahn, Dionne Warwick. But also Friday nights, 6 o'clock, live Pacific Coast time on SiriusXM Volume Channel 106. It's Rock Tales with Amit Zappa and Brendan Smith. So
nice. Give us a call,
844-686-5863.
I never thought I would hear Catherine Hahn, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, that's all on the Brando cast. That's all on the Brando cast. Patton Oswalt is the new one up now.
I bet if our next guest plays her cards right, she could be the trifecta of the Catherine Hahn, Dionne Warwick ladies. I think there could be a third gal coming up. Okay, this woman is so talented. She's a friend of mine. She's a brilliant actor. She's a brilliant comedian. I mean, you know her from everything. You know her as Chloe from 24. You know her from the Larry Sanders Show. She's also in the Tomorrow War with our other friend of the podcast, Mike Mitchell. She's like a badass sporting guns and in this awesome action movie. This is her first time doing the podcast. This is her first time watching Bachelor in Paradise. She just started watching The Bachelor. And she also has a fun story about Chris Harrison, which I just want to ask her questions about. Ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn Rice Cobb.
Hello. Oh my gosh. I am delighted to be here. My buddy Mike Mitchell. Yeah, we just did a big action movie together.
I mean, what an awesome combo that you and Mike Mitchell are in an action movie. That thrills me.
So fun. It's so good.
Okay, wait. You texted me that you interacted with Chris Harrison.
Yeah. I feel like I was making a big story out of a non-story. Do you remember what I told you? Because now I've completely blocked it out. I sat next to him on a shuttle.
Yeah.
I think the basic premise of the story is I didn't know who he was at all.
Yeah.
And he exuded wealth and also, how do you not know who I am?
Yeah.
But still in a nice way, if that's possible. But I also felt a little bit bad for him. Like, I felt like the onus was on me. Like, I should know who he was. So I was very conflicted because I was like, I don't, but I want you to feel good about yourself. And I don't know how to, but you also seem very successful. He's very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
Did I tell you anything else about our interaction? Because now I can't remember.
No, it really felt like the gist of it felt like it felt a little bit like, don't you know who I am? But not necessarily in a rude way, but in like a, yeah, I'm Chris Harris, like really thriving like Chris Harrison.
Major, yeah, I'm Chris Harrison vibes. Like, Chris Harrison vibes.
What was this the show?
Were you on your way to a plantation party?
We were on our way to an antebellum themed petting zoo for charity. It was for children.
It was 2018, Bob.
Okay.
It was before the woke police of 2020.
I think I reached out to you because it was in response to someone. It was this podcast, and I was so into the conversation, even though I wasn't into the conversation. I think it was something about someone wondering if Chris Harrison was like an executive producer.
Yes. Yeah.
Or how much responsibility he took.
Yeah.
And I had that little snippet of an experience, which
I loved it.
It was a total ownership of the show and of the fact that I'm Chris Harrison and everyone should know I'm Chris Harrison. And I am just so secure and such a god in my world and everyone else's world.
I love that for Chris Harrison. And now, you know what? I got to tell you, could not have been happier to see David Spade. I have to say, overall, I give him, I don't know, like to me, I give him a 6-star Yelp review out of 5. I thought he was great. I love that he's a fan of the show. I thought he was entertaining. I was confused that he didn't show up for the final rose ceremony, but I kind of liked that they just blew it off. Overall, did you guys enjoy David Spade? Brendan?
I was so happy to see David Spade as the host. I am furious at Mickey Mouse that he is not the host.
Yeah. He should be the host.
He should be the host for the entire season.
He's great.
At the same time, I know we'll talk about his some of his early interactions with people like Demi. I thought that I was watching David Spade pick up a girl at the Sky Bar circa 1998.
I know. You watched him go into that. Hey, yes. Yeah, I did watch that vibe happening, and he knew he couldn't seal the deal, but it was fun watching him try to be flattered, want to execute it, and then back up the
platform. Oh my God, that so is on the money, and thank you for bringing that up, because I know the exact moment you're talking about. You could feel the vibeage, open up, and then,
Yeah, we were at David Spade School, teaching people how to pick up hot blondes in Los Angeles.
Okay, before we get going, Mary Lynn, so are you enjoying Bachelor in Paradise?
Very much so. I will say, when I first started watching it, and I was warned of this by this podcast, that it was a little bit jarring because it wasn't as polished, and the editing wasn't, again, I got this from this podcast, sort of following the lead in that way. So it off the bat is a little bit trashier and a little bit messier, a little bit sweatier. Yeah. And then, I got into it, and everything about it, just the cutaways to the crabs, the how colorful, overly colorful everything is. That they did everybody's title in the name, I thought was super charming. That everyone did a little hello. That was a perfect perfect Bachelor in Paradise humor Almost Paradise.
Bill, Bill Kostler, I believe, seen every season of any iteration of this. Is this the most?
Yeah, I'm very proud. Very proud.
Is this the most? It feels like there's more contestants than they've ever had on this.
When you're watching the new season of this show, you can feel the energy of it being gone for 2.5 years. You can feel or however long it's been for 10 years. Yeah. It's been off since COVID happened 10 years ago. And, and you get all the people are just so happy to be there. And I think they probably, I don't know, if I actually count the numbers, maybe it actually seems about right. We just haven't seen it in a long time.
I feel like there's a lot of couplings, which there's 24 people, which is a lot 24? For the first.
Is that a
I
lot?
Think so.
Everybody they got 2-3 years worth of bachelors and bachelorettes to draw from.
Yeah. It was 10 guys and 14 women. And that's 24 in the first chunk, but the first rose ceremony is a thrilling amount of people. Well,
my head was spinning.
Let's
can I say one
it.
Thing? Can I say one thing before we get going? And I'll play this by. This is Brendan talking. I love Bachelor in Paradise. I love its trashiness. Yeah. I love its hotness. I love watching hot people drink in the sun and hook up with each other. However, last night I did come down with a heavy case of bro poisoning as soon as the show was over. So I'm still hungover from that.
Bro poisoning.
Bro poisoning is what happens when you're exposed to too many bros broing it down. And last night was a total bro down on the Bachelor.
But that's happened for the past few seasons. I feel there's been a lot of bro. But we just haven't seen. We had a year off. We had to listen to your heart and the terrible goat seasons as a horrible breather. But now we're back. You got to welcome. You just got to breathe into the rag and welcome the bro. The bro, it is what it is. The bros are what they are. All right, here we go. We starting out. Demi is there. These poor girls, I'm going to steal all of their men. We find out 3 women are going home. We've got some couples happening. We see Brendan and Natasha flirting. He's holding a banana. She says, what do you like? Higher or lower? And then he jams it in right straight, a 90-degree angle. No point wasting motion. Marilyn, as a gal, how did you feel watching that interaction?
That's funny because I think I started to actually take notes on that banana bit, and I was I just looked and I was so verklempt about it that I just was I don't even know what to say. But again, to the editing of just staying on it, because it wasn't, I'm going, is this charming or is this the most awful thing I've ever seen? And they're both giggling into it. And it's hard to say if it was really natural and fun or completely forced. Because my human nature wants to believe that there's a sweetness to it. But yeah, the banana moment was not appetizing.
But that happens every time. When a guy and a girl are getting to know each other, there's always that banana thing, right? In the first few days.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, like date two.
I haven't had a date.
Banana moment.
No. I bring a banana with me.
I mean, maybe I need to open my heart and just become vulnerable to the banana bump moments of my life. You know, that's the only way that I'm going to learn how to love. And I just realized that in this moment that's on me. You got to open your heart and be ready to make some BJ banana jokes. Why not? What's the big deal?
I realized too, I'm like, oh, this is a whole new world. Like, I have not been on the market really as an adult. And I'm like, oh, do the ladies, Kevin and I are both single gals. We're both single adult ladies, you know, single and ready to mingle. Are you supposed to open with a BJ banana? I don't know. I haven't.
Take notes.
Oh my gosh.
Can I say one thing?
You are so right on with that, Arden.
I was a little troubled that they started with a banana that was like cut in half. I mean, I don't, you know, it was half a banana. Half a banana. So, you know, you take from that what you will, audience.
It definitely was a G. Yeah. It was like, I watched this and I'm like, oh, I am so out of touch with and I love, I appreciate these women owning their sexuality and good for them. And it's I'm like, but boy, am I out of the loop. Boy, was I raised in New England in 1542.
Arden, you should know here in LA, if you go out on a date in Silver Lake, you might not get the banana. If you go on a date in the Marina or in Santa Monica,
I'll get the banana.
Or Brentwood, you're going to get the banana.
Oh, is that higher echelon?
It's a hot people thing. I mean,
in Silver Lake, it's a plantain.
Yeah, yeah.
People use props.
Or it's script. Well, they might
afford bananas.
They might poke you in the face with a spec script.
My time for dating was in the 90s. I had a backpack and just a sour look on my face. I was like, what's going on with you? Want a BJ? We would be boyfriend and girlfriend. There was no banana involved.
No. Well, I got to tell you, I'm doing this movie and all these women on it, all these young ladies, they're just tearing it up on every app. And they're like, I love it. I got 15 guys. I'm like, what? So just everybody, it's the PAs, the hair department, the COVID lady, they're like, this hot deputy just swung by and flirted with me. And I'm like, what is happening? They're like, you got to get on it. They're all up. They're like, we're going to scroll through your Instagram and pick out your phone. So I'm like, oh my God, it's a whole other world. Mary Lynn, are you on the app?
I just started on the apps, and exactly what you're saying, I'm with you on this. I started texting with two guys. First of all, that was a huge deal to even cross that line. I had to have counseling from a friend of mine. And then once I was going with two guys, I melted down. I was like, I can't, I need a rest. I don't know how to, it's so much energy. And I've never wrangled, even though it's just conversation and it's you just have to get to know people. But I'm like, I need a nap. I can't two guys rolling in the wings. What kind of music do you like and stuff?
Like putting a realistic photo would be me covered in yogurt and cat hair.
Come get it.
You want the guy that loves you covered in yogurt and cat hair. That's what you want.
Well, I think it's the guy in the cat suit who loves you covered.
What a segue. Back into the show.
Okay, so here we are. We got to get going. So here we go. So we're getting the bananas happening, and then we get to Demi rolling up in that moment. Hello, Joe Dirt. He has never been more aroused than when she called him Joe Dirt.
So good. That was good.
And then And then she said, "You look amazing." Yeah. And he was like, oh, thanks. I got the hat in the gift shop. and then he had to back it up from Skybar in 1997. And then he was like, "Last time we saw you here, you got engaged." And then he goes, "What happened?" And she said, "We got unengaged." And I thought, fair enough. And Marilyn, you should know for future storyline on this episode, she was like fully with the dude that she was totally crushing on last time, who was very sweet. And then a woman that she was dating right before she left from West Hollywood or somewhere in Hollywood showed up, and they like imported her as in she wasn't even a cast member. And then she came in, they broke his heart, and then she got engaged, but she's like enraged that Brendan is dating somebody. Like she literally imported someone that she'd been dating up until she left, and then it got engaged in front of this guy.
It wasn't a woman. I just got lost.
It was a woman. She got engaged to a woman.
She's
bisexual.
Then thus, Joe Dirt's very hilarious. Are you going for the P or the V?
Line? Oh, yes. The P, you go heading towards the P or the V. And she immediately is like, I want to date some dudes. I love causing trouble. And look, here's the thing you need to know about Demi. And I had to keep reminding myself of this because I was watching her. I was like, ooh, she's on a journey. She's cocky. She's coming in hot. She's a favorite of the producers. She's like, she knows how to get airtime. To be fair to sweet Demi, her mom is also in jail or was in jail. She's had, I don't know if there's a dad. I think she's had a hard journey. She's very young. So I have to keep reminding myself that she hasn't been easy. There you go.
Well, right? she's definitely leaning into that character of like over the top. She's leaning in, she's performing it, and I don't mind that. I just, it's a weird dance of like, then can we take seriously when we want to invest in her being in a relationship?
That's what's really fascinating about her, because she was like that all the way through her appearance on The Bachelor, at the beginning of Bachelor in Paradise, and then it turned into a very special episode of Demi. You know, when America saw her as a bisexual person and with a woman, all of that went out the window. And she was incredibly serious and incredibly earnest about what she
lovable.
Was doing.
She was, yes.
But now our heads are spinning because, oh, here comes, you know, here comes
she's back.
First season
she's
Demi
back.
Again.
She's back. Yeah. Evil Demi is back. Yeah.
So
evil
Demi is back. She had a lot of humanity when her girlfriend came in. There was a lot of empathy and humanity, and we were all rooting for her, and she was very sweet, and a lot of the bravado went away, and we saw the sort of soft side of Demi.
Wow.
And then now, so that was sort of Demi 2.0, but now we have like Demi 1.0 has been doing push-ups in the other room and like busted through it like the Kool-Aid man, just like busted through the walls, like it's just enormous, and it's like looking for airtime.
Had Mickey Mouse made the right decision and made him the permanent host, I believe that they would have hooked up during the season of Bachelor Paradise. For sure.
Brendan, we don't know that he may not become. I mean, this could have been a really good audition for him. I mean, he might not have been the permanent host of Paradise, but there's a chance they could make him the permanent host of the series, but they haven't found one yet.
There's an interesting parallel, and maybe this is because I've seen Victoria's, but between Victoria and Demi, what we're talking about of the humanity and the empathy, because Victoria is the same thing where she's flipped around again and like, you're just like, okay, you're just being dramatic, you're just saying stuff to say stuff. And Demi,
we're talking about the queen and the goddess.
In terms of dramatic and over the top. And I would say comparing her to Demi, Demi's holding on to that shred of like, you still want her to find her way. Whereas Victoria, you're just like, where are you? Like, what are you? I can't believe you.
I can't get a read on you. I think it's interesting. I'm going to lie. If you guys have ever seen Dazed and Confused, which I'm sure you three have, but our listeners, Dazed and Confused is so great. But there's a character that Matthew McConaughey plays, and he's basically the older dude that goes and hangs out at high school parties. That he was probably like the quarterback and the man, and then he goes back and he's like, "That's what I like about them high school girls. I keep getting older; they stay the same age." And I feel like you get one chance to be Cinderella, male or female, in this franchise. And I think Grocery Store Joe coming back and Demi coming back, they think they're going to get their second victory lap of like, I'm the star here, but the series, the season has moved on and it almost feels sad. Would you agree with that, Bill? Or do you think that that's accurate? Bill?
I would, you know, like anything else, it's about percentages. And I think for the most part, yeah, it ain't going to work. Sometimes it's worked. I mean, I guess it kind of worked for Claire, you know, she's back with that guy. So sometimes he can come back and close it out, but it's
for
rare.
Paradise, though, not for Paradise. You can be the lead, but to be in Paradise.
So has anyone come? Yeah. So the question is: has anyone come into Paradise more than once and made
Carly,
it work? I don't know.
Carly did.
Carly had a Carly. Yeah, that could happen. But like everything in life, the odds are against you. That makes it harder.
I want to say that I can see the three of you now, so if you're dying to get in, feel free to raise your hand so I can see you. Okay, so here we are. By the way, I want to give a shout out to the production team.
Yeah,
Dr. Banana and Katie, did you love this last night's episode, my friend?
Yeah, I did really enjoy it.
It's so good. Okay, great.
I'll just say I'm a huge Victoria P fan. Justice for Victoria P. I'm just joking. Fuck.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Whoa. I mean, wasn't she the one that didn't she live with her mom in a house that was like covered in like roses? It felt like a dollhouse, like a Victorian dollhouse.
You know, Anna and I were trying to figure out who she, like Anna remembered her more than I did. I feel like I must have hated her.
I think that I remember she was like a pretty early front runner with Peter. And but she was a little bit crazy. What a fun, legitimate maniac. Like I loved, it's a version we haven't seen before because she didn't. Oh, we'll get there. Okay, we'll keep going.
I think I said on this show that Victoria P was not UCB or Improv Olympic, but that she was like Deep Valley improv troupe.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think I tried to like search, you know, Victoria P Valley Improv to see if she would come up in like a, you know, a troupe that performs out in Chatsworth.
I live in Chatsworth.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I just moved here. I did made a COVID move. Anyway, go on. Chatsworth strong. My neighbor is a 75-year-old who used to be on Love Boat and Mike Hammer, and he tells me about it when we take dog walks at 6 a.m. It's the best. I'm in a divorcee condo. What's up? Go on.
Val Kilmer's from Chatsworth.
Thank you.
How is he doing in your improv class? When you teach improv to him, how is it going?
It's very anti-vax Republican.
You mean the guy that she walks a dog with or Val Kilmer? Is Val Kilmer in her improv class?
I'll never tell.
Oh, Val Kilmer's like a prize student in the improv class.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
a
teacher.
So then Demi walks in and she goes, "Oh my God, I wish I had this confidence. Oh my God, I look fine as fuck right now. Are you kidding me?" That's an entry line.
So good.
That's even better than "Hey, Betches." Oh my God, I look fine as fuck right now. Are you kidding me?
That was the first line of my bar mitzvah speech.
I'll
never forget it.
I look fine as fuck.
Okay, so then Demi has the date card and she goes right to Connor for a chat. And then she goes to chat with Kenny, who takes his shirt off. I wonder if they made him dress for. I feel like they were like, okay, you know what? You're 40. It's 2021. You really can't be nude the whole time. We talked to HR. ABC got some of the footage. You really have to wear some clothes.
We gotta make sure Kenny takes his shirt off, okay?
But I feel like they want to clothe him, and he's like, "You can't rent. Like, don't stop me now."
Is he 40? Did you say that he was 40?
40?
Yeah.
What?
He's 40. He looks good, huh?
He is fine as fuck.
Oh my God. He's 40 and he's fine as fuck.
Have you guys confirmed whether Kenny has done any adult film work? Is that, that's a rumor I thought I heard.
Mm.
Is that true or not?
As well, I cannot confirm that. Dr. Banana, can you confirm that? Has he done adult work? Is that official?
I think he's definitely done nude photographs because we've seen them, but I don't know if he's actually done like any porn.
Okay. If anyone out there knows.
Yeah, email us.
No, you know, Bill,
for some reason, I really want to know.
Bill, porn stars.
Him now.
Bill, porn stars love to have brunch at Jinkies in Van Nuys.
Yes.
Sure. So we should do some due diligence and have breakfast there soon and find out.
I am up for it.
Okay, so then she pulls him aside and then she talks to the cat. She's not interested. Then she goes to Brandon and Natasha's super upset. Meanwhile, the cat dude is making dad jokes in a way that's alarming. Like the number of dad jokes. I'm not into dad jokes. I don't like a dad joke. Marilyn, where do you stand on a dad joke?
Not into it. I think it's a expenditure of energy that shows anxiety on a level where you're trying to put that on me and you're forcing me. It's like watching a magic trick. Like you're making me have to react and be like, oh, like stop.
I know you're right. You're right. And the panic of like, wait, I've got a good one. And you're like, oh my God. Oh
yes.
My God.
The panic of holding all that in your head, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm crawling out of my skin. So then Demi chooses Brendan, by the way. He's my number one of the people. Brendan would be, I have a crush on Brendan.
Wow. Is he as good looking to you guys as everyone's acting? Like I never saw Brendan as like the dean of this.
You know what it is? He seems kind of sweet. He seems like, I like the Massachusetts accent. I like the roofer. I like that I like the kind of, you know, that he's like, hey, I'm Brendan. I'm like, I wasn't ready a year ago, but I'm ready now. Like, I'm like, oh,
Brendan. Yeah.
Like, he seems like,
but they're acting like he's Brad Pitt looks wise. Like I never saw that before. Like he's not a good looking guy, but Dean is
gorgeous.
Yes.
I will say having met all these people in person, all of them are 58 times better looking. Like they're so fucking gorgeous. So like
that's
all
true.
Of them.
That's
so
true.
It's like, it's damned. I bet in person he must have a quality that just knocks you out. But no, Dean,
probably.
Having met Dean, Dean is so handsome. It's like driving like a truck has hit you. He's so handsome. Okay. So then they go on a jet ski. Natasha's super upset. He goes, wow, I didn't know who you were a couple hours ago, but I'm like super excited. She's like, yeah, we can just have fun with each other. He's like, okay. And then she goes, I'm crushing Marilyn. We need to take this is lessons on how to flirt aggressively. This is a banana school. I'm crushing so hard. And he's like, look, you know, okay, cool. So then they kiss. And then she's like, okay. And he's like, look, I gotta be up front. I have talked to other girls. You know, I'm talking to people. We can all just talk to people, go on other dates. You know, we can see if our paths cross again. And she's like, what in the fuck? No. I don't roll that way. Am I not enough? My ego is very bruised right now. I am the cream of the damn crop. I'm confused and rejected. This has never happened to me before, except for Colton. And that was brutal, but he was gay.
That was awesome.
And I love that she pretended to be like, oh, I didn't watch Tayshia's season. Who are you? It's like, you know exactly who he is. Like, they put like, I believe that he didn't know who she was, but I did not believe that she didn't know who he was. Brendan, how did you feel about this date?
Well, boy, God, did it go off the rails really fast. We sort of referenced
Cheers.
It earlier.
Cheers.
But, you're right, but we sort of referenced it earlier. The thing that we love hates about Demi is she knows how to play the game of The Bachelor. And she's just going for a rose. She's just going for a rose and the full experience. So she knows what she has to do with this gentleman. But her reaction to it, I like Demi. I was put off by her reaction to it because I thought, like, babe, pump the brakes a little bit. It's okay. You're in control. You know how to play this game. You don't have to play it up so much, because I feel like she felt like she had to play it up a little bit, her anger and her hurt and her rejection. Like, I didn't quite buy it, because this is a woman I like when she's in control. You know what I mean?
I did buy it. I bought that she's a young person who has had some trauma, who the Bachelor franchise has decided that they like, and she's been, I think, taken care of by them in the past.
And
yes, Bill.
I just would like to interject, as often happens when you're watching these shows, sometimes there's a life lesson to be learned. And I truly believe that there is one here, and it's something that's taken me a long time. So for any young people out there who want to contemplate what they just saw in that scene, sometimes it's not what you're saying, but how you say it, in a way that the other person can hear. Now, I truly believe that if Brendan had stated it, and look, I've already been here for a couple of days, and I have connected with Natasha a little bit, and I just wanted to be upfront with you and let you know that, as opposed to, you know, we're all talking to different people, we're going to talk to different people, maybe your path and my path may cross again. I think it's the same message. I think she may have heard it a little bit better. Maybe not, but he had a better shot. He had a better shot.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Marilyn in 1 second. I do think her ego was so large about this that she thought she's number one on the call sheet. And she's like, and she went for him thinking he's number one on the male call sheet. And so we're going to be the prom king and the prom queen. And it's just a done deal. And I think this little, the young side of her that may have some things happen outside. I think she's like a human being. I thought that was actually an honest reaction of like, wait, what? Like, of course you don't want me. Mary Lynn, talk to us.
He's on the date with her. He's flirting with her. They're making out. That was his way of rejecting her. But guess what? I don't want to hear, I'm open. I'm playing. No, I want to hear the whole, you're so sexy, I'm into you. And then betray her later. It's also way too early. You don't owe anybody anything. Like, give me the feels. Give me the moment. Give me... That's what I was wondering. I'm like, is he just like grossed out by her? And he... doesn't know how to say it, so he's it was too much for him.
I think he liked Natasha. I think he legitimately didn't watch this before. I don't think he actually had, I'm sure he was aware of who she was on social media, but I don't know if he experienced watching her. So I think he's like, okay, sure, I'm game, I'll go on a date with you. And then I don't know if he realized the full tornado.
He was caught off guard, and he didn't know how to pump the brakes.
Probably true.
It is what Bill was saying, but I'm just angry because I don't want to see you talk about, even though she came on way too strong, I still don't want to see you go, I'm meeting people. It's like, don't say that to me. Like, she's correct. You should not say that on a date, but I guess he didn't know how else to like extract himself from her.
You know, I want to believe, because I actually do like the guy, I want to believe that he thought he was being honest for a minute. I think the way he phrased it was bad, but you're right. Her reaction probably would have been the same no matter what. But I think he went into it. Okay, it's early, I'm open. But then he wasn't as into it, and he likes Natasha more, and he wanted to figure out a way to say it. I fully support Marilyn Rice Cobb in that it should have happened at the end of the date or even once they got back.
But quick question, does it always go so fast and so far of people being that attached on day one?
Yes.
Yes.
Because they have to, otherwise you get kicked off. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Brendan Piper rumors.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
And we're back! So meanwhile, he's off on a jet ski. Little does Brendan know, he is the talk of the town. Brendan, he's holding out. He's been dating Piper. Piper, who I don't remember exactly what she looks like, but I remember she was a super babe from Matt James' season. They've been seen recently. So Natasha finds that out. She's super bummed out. So then we don't know what's happening. They're not back at the beach, but Demi says, I'm so mortified. I'm going to have to fuck everything up tonight, which I believed. I was like, this is how a kid that's been spoiled in the franchise, a little like this is number one on the call sheet throwing a tantrum. Yes, Brendan Smith.
I love this so much. I love the Piper information coming in from the outside world because there's hot people world and then there's hot people bachelor world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they all know each other. There's so many concentric circles. There's so many hookups that happen in between seasons. There's Instagramming and DMing and TikToking in the whole nine yards. And so I didn't know that there was a Piper Brendan thing going on. So I thought that was quite delicious. And the fact that other people on the show could confirm it. Just made
it
more special.
And it spread like wildfire.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, God. This just in, hot people news. Brendan still has a relationship with Piper. Whoa, holy fuck balls.
No, we've talked a bunch of them and they like it to that you're all alumni from the same hot people school. And like once you've been vetted and you're the alumni, if you went to Northwestern, if you went to Northwestern grads are maniacs and they will hire you and take care of you.
That's all I did.
Northwestern.
That's all I did. Yeah. You had to go on there. That's my dating pool, but I don't know Piper well, so I need to go back and watch some Piper footage online.
Very pretty.
I remember she made out with Matt James, I believe at the farm. Like there was like a secret quick make out at the farm, if I'm correct.
She has to be coming.
Of course. Sure. Okay, so then we see Ivan and Jesenia. He goes immediately to like, so what are your thoughts on the boom boom room? She's like, excuse me? Like, I want to take sex a little bit slower. He's like, okay, but we love Ivan. And then we find out women are on the chopping block. And so then we start the amazing storyline that is Victoria P. And I'm going to throw it to my friend Anna in a second. So get ready, Anna. Women feel like they're on the chopping block. Victoria P., if you remember, she was, something was going on with Peter. She had some rumors. She said, my energy healer friend said that if you get chills right away, that you're in the right place and the right time. And with James, I haven't felt right. But she goes, you know what? I need a rose. I need to go talk to Jordan. And they're like, it's James. That's right, James. Wait, what was it again? I need to talk to Jordan. James. He doesn't feel like a James. He should be a Jordan. Okay. Oh, what a storyline. She was I'm going to give it for one episode run. I'm going to give it a 10-star Yelp review. If you're going to have one strong episode.
White hot.
And then 11.
Yeah.
Dr. Banana. The floor is yours. Now, we haven't gotten to everything that she did yet, but I know you have strong feelings about her eyebrows. I know that you have strong feelings about her. Dr. B, talk to us, my queen.
I mean, first, yeah, there's just so much chaos there. But the eyebrows, like, she does that style where you brush it up. It's very, like, runway and, like, supermodel style. But
that's the Groucho, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's too, you're on a beach. Like, relax with the eyebrows. Like, it's too much. Like, I've brushed my eyebrows up like that a few times, but I was, like, going somewhere to, like, an event and wanted, you know, to look stylish. But, like, to me, it's like, you look wild. Because you're already got some issues. You got rumors about me, and then you have, or about yourself, and then you got, like, these eyebrows that are screaming, don't trust me. And I couldn't get past the eyebrows alone, because I was like, that's such a choice for, like, a beach vacation.
Yes, in our tweets last night, there was a lot of talk about her eyebrows. I have to say, you were not the only one who noticed the eyebrows. Will You Accept This Rose Twitter was on fire with some eyebrow threads, and I appreciate our listeners for also being in the Dr. Banana camp. So then we have Justenia gets the date card, and she's like so into it. It's so scary to open up to you. They had a lovely date. They had a lovely date. I actually feel like this could be one of the engagements we get at the end of the season. I'm going to call it now. I'm going to say Ivan and Justenia get engaged. I'm going to say it now just to go in early on this. I'm going to put my investment in early on Justenia and Ivan. She said, watching your season, I love that you weren't afraid to have serious conversations with Tayshia. We found out that when she got home, that she had to face a lot of racist messages online about being a Latina, and that it hurt. And he was saying how he didn't mind having that serious conversation, what was going on in the world, that was what was on his mind, and that he didn't get any backlash, but he understood that it's harder for women. She says, I feel safe with you. He said, I will definitely be giving my rose to you. And then they went into the pool, and the first ever underwater boner shot happened after a really beautiful conversation. They couldn't just let it be classy, like a beautiful, classy date. They had to go underwater for the boner shot in the pool. Brendan Smith, I see your hand raising.
Well, we're going to get so much of the underwater boner shot in this season. I can just feel it. Whoever's working that camera in the pool, he knows what he's doing. But the other thing I wanted to say about these two, I want to...
He's from Chatsworth.
They're going to be at CSUN later on this week. But I wanted to say that I want to invest in these two. I really, really do. I agree with you. I really want, but I know how Bachelor in Paradise works. And I don't want to get my heart broken. So I'm not yet ready to go all in on them, because I know that there's going to be a truckload of dudes or a truckload of ladies in a couple of weeks. And it's things.
You're right.
So early. However,
cautiously optimistic.
Like a match.
Cautiously optimistic.
Having said all that, they look like a match.
Ivan is a hot commodity. You're right. He's going to get taken on a few individual dates, but I'm going to predict early on, I'm putting my money early on, that they're going to make it to the end.
Love it.
Maryland, you're new to this. Now, you know, these producers are mean, and they're going to bring in any person that Ivan's ever been attracted to ever. They're going to know exactly who his like little kink is, and they're going to bring her down. Do you think they make it to the end, Mary Lynn Rice?
I mean, I am blown away by trying to get into this culture that is Bachelor in Paradise, because, you know, when you were talking, they were having the talk about race. They were so close. Now, my real life heart is with, that's so sweet. They look like they really like you. My Bachelor in Paradise viewing heart is like, stop. I don't want to hear this. And I don't know the past seasons, but I'm like, this isn't right. This doesn't jive with what everything else that is happening. Like, you can't be this sweet and this earnest at this point. Like, this is not good, because I can only imagine.
I do want to tell you that there are usually, there's like one couple of seasons that actually is like, this is it, and they're kind of classy, like the Jade and Tanner. If you get it early enough, there's like one a season that like they just couple off. They're the elegant. They're like the mom and dad of the beach, and it could be Justenia and Ivan.
I mean, I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them, but I'm scared.
I just want to say that if you watch this show a lot, all the different iterations, a conversation like Justenia and Ivan had, it's sort of like that that bloom in the desert. It does not happen very often.
Okay.
I recall the conversation between Anthony and Katie on the last season of The Bachelorette, where they kind of got very real about race, you know, race and
Andrew.
Fake British guy.
Andrew.
Yeah. And they didn't make it all the way to the end.
Andrew asked.
But what they had, you know, I think actually what they had never altered or changed. It just wasn't, you know, the end game for her. So it felt very genuine. You don't often see it, and you can choose. You know, I totally understand the duplicity of what Mary Lynn was feeling. I'm going to choose to be optimistic. I'm betting on them.
Okay.
All right. Bill and I have our money in the bank. We put our money on the table. We're going for Jesenny and Ivan to take it all the way. They're going to the end zone. I believe they can pull this off. Okay. So then after the camera shot, the legs underwater, kissing in the pool, I could see myself falling in love with each other. Meanwhile, back at the beach, Demi is back and she is pissed. And she felt like an idiot. She was like, but then she starts bragging to all the ladies, like false bravado, like it was a great date. We're on jet skis. It was so sexual, like, you know, like fully, like, oh, like, you know, when you do stand up with somebody and like, so it's usually a guy and you're like, I killed it. And you're like, no, you didn't. I saw it. You didn't kill it. I'm like, yeah, I crushed it. Like, how did I kill it? Like, oh, I fucking kill it. You didn't kill it. I saw you got like one laugh, you know?
Oh my gosh. The female version is the equal but opposite. Like when you killed it and you're like, I don't know, could have been better. Like,
yeah, yes. Like it was fine. Yes.
We all need to be more like Demi is what I'm saying. Go on.
Yes. We all need to be more like Demi. So then we have, we find out that people know about Piper. They're still super pissed about that he's dating Piper. We know that they tell her all about, like, it's, don't worry about it. You're not, oh, Victoria. She goes, you're only an idiot. I feel like an idiot. And then Victoria goes, well, you're kind of an idiot, but only an idiot in that he's dating Piper back home.
You know what's great about that moment? Like, can I just quickly say?
Yeah,
we get a bunch of them on this show, and it's just delicious. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah,
there are so many crazies on The Bachelor, and you wonder how would this crazy interact with this crazy. It's like those movies where they have like their star, like 20 people that you can't wait to see act together.
That's how they came up with the show.
I know. So you're right, but with those specific moments where a Victoria is interacting with a Demi, or as we're going to see, a Victoria is interacting with a Tajwan, it's like matter meeting antimatter. Yeah. It's just the best. So I wanted to point out my joy in that.
So then she goes, she's pissed, and she pulls him aside, and she's like, "I wish you'd been more upfront with me. What's the deal with you and Piper?" And he's like, "Piper and I have enjoyed each other's company." And it's like, oh, okay. Is that euphemism for, I mean, I guess it's a classy way of saying we got to the bone zone. And then she goes, if you have your mind on someone else, I wish you hadn't wasted my time. Then Natasha finds out, she goes, why do I always deal with messy people? And then she says, what was your thought process? She pulls Brendan aside. I liked her. She's so classy. I find Natasha very elegant. She said, what was your thought process on this? And he's like, look, she did not set my soul on fire. And then she's like, okay, well then, like, why not explore that back home? Why did you bother coming here? And then he says, look, of everybody, I like spending time with you. I have this connection with you. And then Natasha could just take a deep breath, not let it sabotage her brain, and go like, okay, I accept that. And I'm going to like give it a go. And I'm not going to present as insecure about it. I don't know that I could have done that. Mary Lynn, could you have pulled off what Natasha did? I don't know that I could have.
I don't know if I could pull off any of the things that Ben was doing. Like, I don't think I could pull off wearing a two-piece bathing suit and swatting a fly. So yes, I was very impressed with how she handled that. Because it was a little touch and go with the, like, can I ask you a question? I was like, girl, she's simmering, and she pulled it out. Yeah, and that was a great way to deal with that. Godspeed.
Brendan Smith.
I was going to say, as a Pittsburgh 7, but a Beechwood Canyon 2, I do not have the hot people powers. To watch Brendan dismantle Natasha's anger within just the span of a few seconds was kind of amazing. I felt like he turned on the charm and he was basically able to just do some mental jujitsu and get her back on track. And I was kind of, I wouldn't say I was in awe of that, but I realized that's a skill that chubby people like me do not have.
I couldn't tell if she was like super emotionally mature or incredibly naive or some kind of combination of both. Like, I'm not sure.
A Pittsburgh 7, Beechwood Canyon 2.
God damn it, you are a Beechwood Canyon 7. I will not hear of it.
Oh, my God. Anna, there's our title of the episode, Anna. Okay, so then we have Demi sees them together holding hands and starts crying. She's like, it's rude. I spent my day-to-day with someone who's a player. Ah! And then Natasha goes, what are those noises? It's like a hyena. And she's like, I loved it. I loved it. Okay. Meanwhile, she goes, I hate this. I hate this. And she was crying. Meanwhile, Marissa and Connor, he's been flirting with Marissa. He's the cat man who's really just trying to get people to go to his Spotify channel. She's like, he's not physical. You keep just saying I have a crush on you. So like, why is ABC so invested in making him seem like this hot cat? So he's a good kisser. Why Highland to come down and kiss him during the Mentel All? Like, he doesn't seem, he just seems like he's there for a record contract. And then he's like, and so then she goes, I feel like a part of you is holding back. I like you. And then they kiss and he goes, you could just grab and kiss me. You don't have to wait for me to do it. Everything about kissing him seems high maintenance and just awkward and off. Mary Lynn, do you want to kiss Connor?
Absolutely not. You know what I want? I want him to be in the cat suit 24/7. Actually, maybe a few different types of cat suits. And I want him behind the bar with Wells doing puns and doing a drink cocktail style. I want to keep my distance from him and just have him commentary. I don't want to watch him making out with anybody.
Why are they not giving Wells more airtime? We've got our fun Wells. Like, it's like a hostless show. Let Wells is fun. Let him interact with, like,
Is he hosting the surf show that's coming up on ABC? Is he the host of that show?
Is he?
Oh, I don't know. He certainly does the ads for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love Wells. He is him, JoJo, and Jordan are my three favorite of the entire franchise.
Really?
Yeah, JoJo. Absolutely. Yeah, JoJo and Jordan. I am so invested in JoJo and Jordan Rogers Quickly. Their home flipping show for Airbnb stuff on CNBC is fucking amazing.
Really?
Yes, it is. I love it so much.
You've mentioned this like four times.
I love it. It's one of my favorite shows. And I totally buy them.
What is it called?
I think it's called Let's Go Fucking Make Some Money with JoJo and Jordan. I don't know.
The BrandoCast.
Yeah.
Listen to it on
thebrandocast.com with new interviews with Patton Oswalt and Susanna Hoffman.
If it's one of your favorite shows, but you don't know the name,
you're like Victoria.
No, it's them. It's called Cash House. I don't know. But they go into your backyard and they go, we're going to trick out this Airstream trailer and make it awesome for your Airbnb. And it's going to be.
Are they interesting, though? Like, they don't
show me
is that personable. Are that charming?
I think Jordan Rogers. God, this is so weird for a dude like me to say this. Like, mourning the death of Charlie Watts today.
Yes, yes.
That guy's he's charming.
Really?
He's real charming. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I love them together, and they flip homes, and they're cool. Anyway, okay. I love Wells. I love them, but I love Wells.
Okay. I want more Wells. We want more Wells.
We want more Wells.
So then we have James and Victoria P. I love James. I can get sucked into like a confusing romance with James. I'd be like, wow, he has a lot of hair gel.
I think that's possible. I think we can make that happen, actually, Arden. If you really want to be honest about it.
And accent, well, right. He could be. I'll send a picture of me like in a tankini covered in yogurt and cat hair. So then she's like, okay, I need a rose. I'm gonna go talk to Jordan. And she's like, she goes, so he brings her over to the day bed. She goes, ew, is this where the sequoias are? And he's like, no, like it's not a sequoia, you ding dong. So then she was talking about the little animals. Anyway, she goes, oh, so Jordan, do you pee outside of your toilet first thing in the morning? And he's like, wait, what? She's like, in Louisiana, the guys, the first thing they have their coffee, they brush your teeth and they go pee outside. He's like, yeah, I pee inside.
It's like one of those leading questions that like tells you that you got problems if you're asking this question. Like, do you prefer having sex with 15-year-olds or 16-year-olds? I mean,
it's like. Yeah, you're right. That is a big red flag.
Yes.
And meanwhile, they're like learning on the daybed. Tammy is a shitster. Tammy is like, I don't trust Victoria P. She's a liar. She's manipulative. So then they're kissing and her nose crinkles. She sees, and then Tammy's like, no. I know her. She has a current boyfriend back home. Oh, this is the playbook. And then the editors made the like string sort of like, you know, beautiful mind, serial killer, you know, this is how. So it's like she's got a boyfriend back home, but then she's going to leave her. And then she hopes that the cameras follow her back to Nashville and then she can get her boyfriend, who's a country singer, like a recording contract. And then we're all like, Tammy, you seem just as crazy as Victor. Like, yes, Victoria P is crazy, but Tammy, you seem just as crazy in the fact that you care this much. Brendan Smith.
I was going to say to you, Arden, you'll understand this. Los Feliz Tammy or Atwater Village Tammy. I like that. A little punk rock Tammy would be that would get me. I like Tammy.
She's your type.
Yeah. Punk rock Tammy. We got a punk rock. Like, we're gonna put a purple stripe through her hair. Yeah, but I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I like it.
I know. He likes that.
I know, but I like that. I like that. You know, hot people world. It's not snitching. It's just how they play the game in hot people world. And
so Tammy's like, James needs to know. Oh, James needs to know. Meanwhile, poor Tajuan is sweating like crazy. We don't see much of she and Trey, but they're so cute together. Marilyn, how are you feeling about sweating Taj? And how do you feel about Tammy's obsession with James and Victoria P?
I'm trying to remember who. I mean, I think that's good game for Tammy. She took him down, right?
Yeah. Oh, she took Victoria P down.
Yeah, like that's a good game. She's supposed to do that. She got her out of there swiftly and quickly. And Tajuan, yeah. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might be my favorite. I don't know why. I find it completely endearing, but also like, why are you there if it's that miserable to be there? But I kind of love it. Kind of like, you know, when I go on a boat ride and I'm like, I could be seasick, but I'm not going to miss this experience. She's like, I'm ready to sweat my balls off again. And it is just like, I love her. And she's just always like against the elements. And she's really hot and she's really like chill. She doesn't have like a desperate vibe, but she's very like sexy. You know, she's not like preachy. And like, can I ask you a question? She's not like some of these other ladies. She's very like consistent with how she is.
Though if I recall correctly from her last appearance, she went off the deep end a little bit.
Uh-oh. Is that right?
She did go off the But I like 3.0 version of Tajuan. I'm here. I'm with Mary Lynn. I like this version of Tajuan.
No,
like
me too.
Trey. I like that she you can see that she is legitimately she and Kelsey are really battling this heat for real. They are sweating like gangbusters. So then we find out then Aaron, disgusting bro Aaron. Ugh, how gross was it to see women compete, to see Tammy and Serena C fighting over Aaron, and then we see Serena C freestyle rapping as Aaron lies on a daybed and gives her a beat. And she goes, I want to make it clear it's such a beautiful place. I just want to sit on your lap. And yeah. then she sits on his lap. And then
there's nothing about that that should have been preserved on videotape. Nothing. if there was a God, that tape would be wiped and never shown again.
So then lots of these two beautiful women fight over this douche bro. And then they're making out. and then Tammy comes over, grabs her man, straddles Aaron. And then she's like, let's go up to the rose ceremony. And he's basically like, I've got a huge boner. I can't stand up. Marilyn, how did you feel about that?
I'm thinking of Aaron versus Brendan, how we were saying, like, Brendan's got smooth talk and can dismantle the anger. Aaron is just like, could give an F and is just like such a bro that he's like, well, yeah, I'm going to reach around for her ass and yeah, I'll make out with you too. I don't, but right. she came yeah, on Brendan- to me. Like, I don't think he... And it might serve him well in the game that I don't think he'll be able to dismantle anyone's anger, deal with anybody emotionally. He's just, that's what we're seeing is what we're getting. And it might make him a good player.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see him with Neil. I don't see him with Neil Lane at the end of the episode. End of the
no,
of the
he's going to end up the same yeah. way he
no,
did.
No, me neither. I don't think he's going
to get to the end and then be like, upset and not understand, and it's like, dude, because you're not an actual fully formed person, so you don't get to make yeah. it.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
He's gonna get into like fist fights with guys too. So then we have Joe, grocery store Joe, talking to Serena P. Now this is the most real we've seen him this season. All my friends are married, and then they all have kids, and then they start making out. I'm not enjoying Grocery Store Joe this season, and I was a huge fan of him the first season, and I think she's a delight, and I think she can do better.
He's too old for this. He shouldn't be there anymore. He doesn't have the energy and the attitude that I think you really need to be there. I mean, maybe it's entertaining in and of itself, the mental state that he's in, but I don't think so. I think that's why you're reacting to him the way that you are.
Wow. I love that take on him because of what we've teased to see coming.
Yeah.
We're going to be happy for her to get some new life in there, to not have to deal with his mopiness and his yes. like, that's how 40-year-olds do it or whatever his.
Yes, I know. And I feel for her. I feel like I've gotten sucked into that, like cheering up some negative dude in the past. You know what I mean? Like, where I'm like, oh, come on, you seem down. Let me cheer you up. Like, like cheer yourself up and let's go have some fun. Like, I don't know, like, I'm not cheering somebody up who's like clinically depressed, like from like date one. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, get yourself together and then let's go to the mini golf.
Whatever the least exciting section of the grocery store is, that's what he's become.
Yes.
I don't know what that is. Is that the
well?
The,
it's like he went and pouted in the frozen veggie patty.
That's it.
Freezer, that's and he pouted, and then he came out and like got to make out with like one of the hottest girls there, the realest, like most yeah. grounded, fun. It's like, how did Canadian. You get to do that after moping on a large pillow with a towel over your head?
It's hard to feel sorry for him because everything he's expressing is, I've outgrown this. I need something more than this. But you're there, buddy.
Yeah, you know, you're there. Shot. Do a shot and take your towel off, dumbass.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Take your socks off under your hands.
Take your little booty socks off. Your little take your flesh take colored. Your they're too short to even be footies. They're like little.
They're no show. They're no show socks.
They're literally like women, like what the women's department some. Had in the 80s. No. They're worse than a no show. They're like a little head, like a little nylon head.
But also worse than a no show because you're wearing them for show with your
yes.
slides.
You don't show no show socks. It's in the goddamn title.
So then Victoria, the goddess, feels some pressure and she needs a rose and she decides to go flirt with Trey. And so we've already heard Hurricane Demi, but then she announces she's the Tajnado coming through and she's pissed. So she
Tajnado will also be starring Ian Ziering and what's her name, I think. look for that. Yeah, look for that in Lifetime.
So then Victoria is, you're selfish. And Victoria's like, I feel that coming from you. How can I help you resolve this? And she's like, you're crazy. He's like, you're crazy. And then Victoria's like, you got me crazy.
That's one of those moments. I could do for Crazy Taj and for Crazy Victoria to meet. It's like Godzilla King Kong. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Meanwhile, I can't believe how little airtime the queen has gotten. I mean, she's really not playing her. I think she really had higher expectations from Paradise. Brendan Smith, how did you feel about Victoria in this?
Well, I think as you guys were talking about Joe, there are just some people that should be on a different reality show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The queen would be better on 90 Day Fiance if she, you know, she ordered a dude from Hungary or something like that.
Oh, my God. That's so brilliant.
That's where she should be. I think she's just a little bit of a fish out of water in Bachelor in Paradise, in Sayulita.
Can I have you guys' opinion quickly about her? Because I'm just curious about her and what you guys think. She's changed herself a little bit since her last appearance on, right? Like she did her hair. She looks pretty good, but there's some vibe about her that it just makes me say, I can't imagine any guy ever dating her.
That's someone who has tested many times, but in studio, but never gone to network.
Yeah. Do you think that like she dates a lot in her real life? Like she just seems like not a real human being.
Well, that's why she's on the show. I think the 90 Day Fiance is the perfect idea for her because she can be in control. She can say all of her things. She can be with somebody who's more desperate than she is, that she can steer the ship.
Sergey, who goes to work for her dad and her brother hates him and they get in a fist fight and, you know, that brother ruins the wedding. It'll be amazing. You know, do it, queen. You know, make it happen.
Quit
dating the guys
in your lead, and she's in over her head, and it's not the right place for her. I don't know if it's not that she's outgrown it like Joe has, but she's trying to be droll and say things that, you know, are shocking or interesting, and it's not working.
Yeah, there's zero attraction there. It's hard to get.
So then we have Tammy decides to go pull James aside, and she's like, look, Victoria P has a boyfriend back home. He's in the same country singer. They share a dog and she doesn't even know your name. And Portia's like, wait, what? Brendan.
The episode got very interesting for me because I'm fascinated by Nashville now. Because I don't know Nashville at all. And it's the country music capital of the world. But now I'm coming to understand through the franchise that Nashville is another hot people center. Right.
It's also the Bachelorette. So we, Katie and Anna, we've done shows there. We did live shows at Zany's and
Kid Rock's Honky Tonk Country Time.
That's where we met Wells. No, we did it at Zany's. We did it at Zany's, and it was we had Carly and Evan and Wells. We had that hot nurse Danielle. We had James. What's his name? The same name as the singer, James Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that's, I think, a more affordable place for people to go if they don't move right to LA. I think there's a real little hot people network of Bachelor contestants that move there.
Because this is also not the first time that someone on The Bachelor has been dating a country bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Jed was.
Right. And then there was another guy. God, I forget what season it was, but there was like they went to a fair, and the ex boyfriend was performing country music at the fair.
Oh yeah, Victoria P. Victoria
Victoria F. That's exactly right. Victoria anyway,
and she was dating a married guy, like a Navy guy. Okay, so then we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk about the resolution. Victoria P. out, like taking herself out. And then the rose ceremony.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
And we're back. James pulls Kelsey aside and he's like, is this true? She's like, look, I also live in Nashville. Victoria does have a boyfriend. And so he pulls Victoria aside and she's like, no, I do not have a boyfriend back home. Him and I broke up. I don't think that's the proper grammar, but what are you going to do? And then she gets super gaslighty. She's like, okay, let's just back it up. We're getting to know each other. I don't even know your last name. And his comeback is, you didn't even know my first name was
perfect.
Spectacular. And then she goes, look, I wish you could have just come to me and said VP. Her calling herself VP numerous times was amazing. And she goes, VP, do the right thing. When I forget a guy I was vibing with and his name, I thank God for things. Are we friends? And she goes, let me use my therapy techniques on the women. So basically, she doesn't give him a straight answer. He's like, she talks in circles. She gets defensive. She's like, I don't owe you anything. She's like, calm down. You're being a real hothead. He's like, I'm just asking you a question. So she decides to go pull the women aside. And she's like, Tammy, Kelsey, what the fuck? I thought we were friends. Let me use my therapy techniques. I'm literally
techniques.
Yeah.
Apparently her therapy technique is rage.
She goes, I wish you'd come to me and say, VP, I'm hurt. And then Tammy goes, I have the receipts, which I love. And then VP says, I'm setting a healthy boundary. And then she starts crying and says, I know this is helping me grow. I can't fake it. I can't lie. I have to walk away from this. I am better than this. I appreciate you coming to me. This doesn't look how I thought it would look, but it never does it? And then she leaves paradise. I was so confused. Okay, Brendan Smith, I see your hand.
Okay, I just, therapy techniques was my favorite takeaway from last night. It was one of her therapy techniques. I don't know if you guys recognized it. She was sitting there. She was very agitated. It was early on in that conversation with Tammy. And she started wiping her hands, almost like she was shuffling a deck of cards. She was a blackjack dealer in Las Vegas or Mesquite, Nevada. And I thought, is that a therapy technique? Are you supposed to do that motion? Is it a motion designed to calm you down?
Yeah, it's called OCD.
Yeah. Was that what it was?
That's her technique.
Because, boy, there was so much going on there.
Mary Lynn, how did you feel? Have you ever said I have the receipts to anybody?
I think I missed that part. Why did she say I have the receipts?
She's got the goods on her.
Tammy was saying she had the receipts. Like, bitch, don't act like you don't have a boyfriend and a dog. I've got the receipts.
See, I'm so new to this that I was a little bit blindsided by her because I was like, everyone's a little bit crazy. I didn't know. I actually was going along with her and James, you know, and I still was a little sympathetic towards her. I just, it was
even
a lot.
With her never knowing his name like 15 times. Yeah.
Even with those eyebrows.
No, the eyebrows were insane, but it was highly enjoyable. I thought,
it was great. Terrific TV.
She deserves love just as much as any of these other fools. And I liked that she was honest about forgetting his name. But yeah, she was not, because she's also the cicadas and the peeing standing up. That's the same person, right?
Yeah. She's on a journey.
She's a little bit insufferable.
Yeah, for sure. So then we have, so she leaves paradise. She's gone. She's out of here. And then,
genius editing of like, I know he's thinking about me.
Yeah.
She thought she was pulling a move. Like, she so is not smart enough. I'm sorry to say that she's like, thinks she's pulling a move that he's going to regret it and still want her when she's in the car driving away.
And then she basically outs herself and says, I don't need to search for what I already have at home.
Completely confirms everything that everyone was saying.
What a maniac.
And yet, I mean, I dove a little bit afterwards.
I did too. There was one dude. There's a dude that they,
but they say they keep, they're sticking to their story that they broke up.
Sure.
Though she seemed to own it at the end of the episode. So it was weird.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
So then we have,
that's right.
Then we have Demi talking to James. Demi's like, okay, so Demi's on the hunt. Demi needs a rose. So she's like, okay, James is on the table. Meanwhile, nobody wants to talk to Carl. I appreciate that they're not giving Carl any airtime because he sucks. And I'm glad we don't have to deal with Carl. You know what
but
I
mean? He was kind of coupled up, wasn't he?
Yeah, was he?
Well, at the end, we see that he is. But like,
they show him making out with a girl in the middle of the episode.
We see him kiss Deandra, who's clearly taking a bullet for a rose, I think. But
oh, you think so?
I can't imagine anyone falling in love with Carl.
But to be fair to Deandra, the season hasn't aired. Like, she hadn't seen.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't have known, like, he's a good looking guy. She wouldn't have known just how crazy he was.
Right.
They hadn't aired before they went there.
That's true.
So then Demi is talking to James and she goes, you're so big and I'm so little. Imagine the fun we could have. And he says, you are fun sized.
I know. She does everything but call herself a spinner. I mean, she does.
And she, yes. Yes. And then she goes, are we going to have sex? and then he's like, okay, let's get out of here. Like, okay, let's go back to the group. So then we have the rose ceremony. David Spade, long gone. Wells is there. And it's like, it is rose ceremony shirt. And we have Ivan gives to Jasenia, Noah to Abigail, Joe to Sarita P, Taj and Trey, Deandra and Carl, Brendan and Natasha, Aaron and Tammy, Kenny and Mari. And then we have James, all right? And Kelsey starts sweating. It's all coming down to James. And she's sweating and sweating and sweating. And she's like, I don't feel so good. And like, you need to sit. And Demi is fanning her with her mini skirt to cool her off at crotch level. And James picks Demi.
Yeah.
And they cut Victoria. The queen has been cut.
Queen's dead.
I couldn't believe how fast she was gone. And Kelsey also left. Could you believe how, and then Serena C. I was surprised and actually happy that the queen didn't get more airtime. I didn't need to see that much chaos. Brendan.
I totally agree. I also want to say to you, Kelsey, if you're listening, you just didn't play the game right. Just hook up with the dude early on.
You have to
commit to anything. You must find a dude early on if you know the rose ceremony is coming up. I think that maybe she was under the impression that she was actually there to find somebody.
In the early stages, it's just make out musical chairs. You just grab a chair.
Yeah.
Okay. It might be a folding chair. It might be an armchair. It might be a beautiful chair. It might be a shitty like stadium seat that you bring in the trunk of your car, but you just got to get a chair, any fucking chair.
It might be Carl. It might be your chair.
You have to. That's it. You might, your mouth, you might have to take a mouth hit. You might have to kiss Carl. You don't have to go to the boom boom room, but you might have to have a gross smooch with Carl. That's how you play the game.
Yeah, my neighborhood is loaded with free street office chairs. People have moved away from sofas, and now they're putting their office chairs out in the street for people to come and take them. So that's all you needed, Kelsey. It was just some used office chair.
Yeah.
But she played it wrong. I just want to say to you, Kelsey, you played it wrong.
She played it wrong. So then we have Thomas, we see, is coming in next week. Our friend Lance Bast will be hosting tonight. David Spade leaving hilarious, crying in the car. I loved it. I like that he talked about when he said to Brendan, us 10s got to stick together. Brendan did not know what he was talking about, which I love. So great. Overall, I mean, Mary Lynn, may I go out on a limb and say that you're our rookie of this season?
Oh.
Would you like to be the rookie of this season?
I'd love to. I will accept. Thank you.
You only have our official rookie of Bachelor in Paradise, which means we have to have you back towards the end to see. So you have to watch the whole thing. You are officially our rookie of the season. You're in good. We've had a lot of wonderful rookies, and I know that you can do this. Mike Mitchell was the rookie last season, the Dope Boy.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
I'm nervous. I'm excited to follow in Mike Mitchell's footsteps. Is going to be.
You really came in with a strong enough, like, first game showing that I feel solid. You're rookie, you're MV rookie right now, MVP rookie right now.
Excellent.
Okay. First of all, you guys, thank you so much for our reviews. When you like us on iTunes, here's some of the reviews we got. You guys, I appreciate, we're trying to get to 2,000 reviews by the end of the year. We're at 1.5. You guys have been giving us so many nice reviews. We really appreciate it. If you are so inclined, let's try to get to 1.6 by September. We're still at 1.5, but we got so many nice things that people wrote. This is a 5-star one from Tower Cat Meow, my absolute favorite podcast. This has been my favorite podcast for a while. And now that a few of my husband's favorite comedians have joined, namely Doug Benson and Carl Tart, we can enjoy it together. Also, Arden loves the dump, and my weekly dump trips were the highlight of lockdown when I was starved for human interaction. The most charming host, production crew, and guests. Tower Cat, anybody that loves the dump is friends with me. Anna, you know how much I love the dump.
You love the dump. It's a fun experience.
I love the dump. And I appreciate that the dump got brought into a review. We have another 5-star review. This is from Beth T2, another new recruit. Updated Miles of Gray, a great addition. Please more. Yep, I found your podcast after listening to you on Nick Vial's pod. I listened to a number of Bachelor-related recaps, all for different perspectives. So many are good. Yours, however, is super funny. Maybe because you're funny for a living, it works, and I am on board. Thank you, Beth. We appreciate that. And thank you, Nick, for bringing new listeners in to our world. We're starting our F-Boy Island on Patreon this week. It won't be up on Friday. It will be up on Saturday because I'm traveling on Friday and I'm working all week. So that'll be up on Saturday. And if you need help watching it, if you don't have an HBO subscription, just email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And will you join us for Tweet of the Week right now? If you guys want to participate, do it by Monday or Tuesday night at midnight Pacific time. Tweet to me at Arda Marine, M-Y-R-I-N, or Anna Hosniehh, H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H, hashtag W-Y-A-T-R. Brandon Smith, will you do the honors? Since I'm on my phone and I can't pull them up, will you read? Here's how it works, Mary Lynn. We read about 8 tweets, we narrow it down to 2, and then we pick a tweet of the week.
Can I really quickly say that you guys, the tweets were on fire last night. It was really hard for me to narrow them down. Like, you guys were killing.
Wow.
There were a lot of great tweets last night. So shout out to everyone who tweeted. It was so hard to narrow down. I had to send Brendan 10 because I couldn't even.
Okay. I love it. All right.
All right. So here we go.
Without
further ado, starting off, we have Seth Vatt at Batsbone1, and his tweet is, let me use my therapy techniques and make this healthy for all of us because I love you all, is exactly what I just told this plate of bacon.
All right.
Also, at Best Bone One, he tweeted, did Atwell's Adams go to bartending school, or is he just dumping suntan lotion and crushed up Viagra into hollowed out coconuts? Double shot, Chef Vats. All right, moving on.
Double shot.
Moving on. This is Meow at Meow here. If COVID was a hoax, Tammy, and Aaron would have already called it out for wanting attention and not being here for the right reasons. Okay. Moving on. Maybe I just didn't read that correctly. Bachelor boyfriend at a bachelor boy, a fry, a three. Victoria, I'm really connecting with, looks at hand, lames. Okay. We have I'm better than Ben Shapiro at Andrea Shapiro. I feel like the editors are trolling Victoria by photoshopping Peter Gallagher eyebrows on her.
I like that one.
Okay. We have Donna Rae Gibbs at Donna Rae Gibbs at Anna Hosnier. There are 10 roses and 14 Tropicut mock turtlenecks in Brendan's wardrobe. Let me read that one more time.
A Tropicut turtle. Okay. He's known for his turtleneck. So just imagine a turtleneck that ends like here. Let me read
that. It's kind of not a turtleneck anymore then.
Donna Rae Gibbs, at Donna Rae Gibbs wrote, there are 10 roses and 14 Tropicut mock turtlenecks in Brendan's wardrobe. Now we have at My Sky Eye. They share a dog together is the millennial version of having a secret family in another state.
That's true. Like that. Very true. Very true.
Yep.
At Jazz Hall wrote, my favorite new bachelorism is we enjoyed each other's company for we fucked.
the double team underneath, because I thought they did a great double team for that one.
Seth Vatt is back again at Bassbone One. Demi reacted to I'm a math teacher in Nashville the same way she reacts to anything less than a 9-inch boner. Aww. And then we have at Cindy Lou Screw. Anytime Carl is on camera, I think his eyeballs are trying to sell me an extended warranty.
True.
And that's it. That's the
right. Yay.
I like Peter Gallagher's eyebrows. I like Peter Gallagher's eyebrows. And then which one do you like for number two, you guys?
I'm pretty into Peter Gallagher's eyebrows as well.
Do we like dog together, secret family? Do you like spent time together, secretly had sex? Which one do you guys like?
Look, I don't want to be a Seth Vatt kiss-up, but I kind of like bacon, I got to tell you.
All right, great. We'll do bacon and Peter Gallagher's eyebrows. Will you reread those, Brendan?
Okay. Seth Vatt wrote, let me use my therapy techniques and make this healthy for all of us because I love you all, is exactly what I just told this plate of bacon. And then Andrea at Andrea Shapiro wrote, I feel like the editors are trolling Victoria by photoshopping Peter Gallagher eyebrows on her.
I gotta go Peter Gallagher eyebrows. Marilyn.
That is funny. I love bringing Peter Gallagher into it, and that the editors went out of their way to add those eyebrows on is hilarious.
Okay, Bill.
I also enjoy the Peter Gallagher's eyebrows, but I like the construct of the bacon. Here's to you, Seth Vatt.
Okay. Katie.
Peter Gallagher's eyebrows.
Anna.
Yeah, I mean, I like them both, but I'm going to go bacon.
Okay. Brendan, is it going to be a tie or is it going to be a winner, winner chicken dinner?
I actually, as I sit here, I wish that Peter Gallagher was actually on Bachelor in Paradise. Peter Gallagher's eyebrows.
Okay, so will you read it one more time and tell us who the winner is, Brendan?
I believe that the winner is at Andrea Shapiro. I feel like the editors are trolling Victoria by photoshopping Peter Gallagher eyebrows on her.
Great job, Brendan. You guys, thank you all for hanging with me and my technical difficulties. Mary Lynn, what would you like to promote and where can people find you?
Oh, my goodness. Find me at Mary Lynn Rice Cub across the board on Twitter, Instagram, and I guess TikTok, if I'm still doing it.
And Marilyn's a great stand-up, and she's doing some live shows, and so always check. She's so fun to see in person if you guys ever get a chance. Highly recommend.
Oh, well, yes. I will post my live shows. I'm going to be in Stockton, California, signing autographs.
Wow.
Great.
Right?
Fun. Why not?
Yeah.
Bill, where can people find you?
People can find me at Bill Kunstler on Twitter. And I'd like to promote enjoying my going back to restaurants and my kids actually physically in school. So get vaccinated. Thank you.
I love that. Brendan Smith, what would you like to promote and where can people find you?
Please visit thebrandocast.com. New interviews with Patton Oswalt, Susanna Hoffs, of course, Padgett Brewster, Rob Benedict, Catherine Hahn, so many other amazing people. And also this Friday on Rock Tales on Sirius XM Volume, Channel 106, 6 o'clock Pacific Coast time, we are interviewing Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. So it's going to be a highlight for me coming up on Friday. So blah, 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 blah.
I want to say, don't forget, you can get some really cute merch that we have. You can find it on our website, rosepodcast.vodka. We have really cute t-shirts and sweatshirts. You can get OG Smoke Show. You can get, they're like, look, 1970s retro. They're super cute. Anna and I, we have our Patreon. We're going to be doing F-Boy Island. And my book is coming out in paperback in September. You can pre-order it now, Little Miss Little Compton, in case you were holding out for a softer cover. And I'm at Arta Marine, M-Y-R-I-N, on all platforms. Anna, Katie, what would you guys like to promote?
I'm just at Anna Hosey on Twitter. Keep those tweets of the weeks up.
No, Katie, to you.
I am at KT_money on Twitter and Instagram. And if you live in California, please vote in the recall election. You should have already received your ballot. But if you have not, you can go to iwillvote.com for more information on how to register or get your ballot. And please go vote by September 14th.
And yes, we will be back tomorrow with another episode. And hopefully I will have an engineer come to my room and work this Wi-Fi out. You guys, Mary Lynn, Bill, Brendan, I have to say, despite this journey to actually record this episode, what a wonderful combination of people. Thank you so much for your time. You guys were hilarious.
Yay.
And we are always welcome here. We adore you guys.
Aww.
So fun and so good to see you all.
Yeah.
Yay. And Mary Lynn, welcome to the fold.
Thank you.
Yay.
I just want to quickly say, it's with Mary Lynn and Arden, I've been friends with you guys for a long time, and it's so delightful to have the two women whose last names confused me the most, you know, during my during my last 20 years here. It's so ironic.
Thank you so much. That's why we teamed up. That's why we paired up. Okay, you guys, until tomorrow, my name is Arden Marine. Stay safe. Get a shot. Wear a mask. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. Got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world. Accept
This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.